Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Be on guard. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Be on guard, so you will not be carried away by the error of the lawless, and be led away from your secure position. As a former city police officer and Air Force combat missile commander, I know what it is to be on guard. I have spent many wakeful nights to ensure others are safe in their beds. The threat of enemies is deterred by those who are constantly on guard. It is an awesome responsibility to be placed in a position of trust. As a police officer, I was able to break up family disputes and save business owners from losing their property to burglars. In the Air Force, I stood ready to defend our nation in the event of an enemy-launched missile toward our shore. Spiritually, I feel the need to defend the inerrant Word of God against the relentless attacks of liberal theologians who feel a committee is able to set aside the absolutes of Scripture. Defending God's Word is a responsibility each of us should assume. The best way to defend the faith is to follow what the passage in 2 Peter advises. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The more we study God's Word and commune with Him in prayer, the more we will be able to stand on guard. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.